You know, sometimes we have 5-year-olds parenting 5-year-olds.
That's the truth. That would have been my parents. They could have used all of this.
Wow.
Welcome to the Child Whisper podcast. I'm your host, Carol Tuttle, author of the best-selling parenting book, The Child Whisper. I'm with my co-host, Ann Tuttle Brown.
I am a type 3 and was a single mom with 2 babies wearing all the hats and just trying to survive. We probably can't even count the number of mistakes I made as a parent. My type 4 child, now 27, cannot get out of the past. She constantly is accusing me of not trusting her. I feel constantly judged and condemned. She's forever repeating old stories of her past and the mistakes she perceived I made. How do I help her to live in the present and quit moaning her youth? I am so proud of the mom and the person she is and think she's doing a great job, and I want a better relationship with her.
I think it's great that she wants something better, so that's a good sign that she's getting worn out by this. And just the two types here are kind of in conflict, because you've got your type 3 who wants to say, all right, fine, I get it, let's move on. And the type 4 who's saying, well, no, I really want to be heard in this situation. And the type 4 daughter apparently has a need for validation that's not yet been, that box hasn't been checked off yet.
Yeah, if she's bringing it up over and over again. And if the mom thinks, well, we've talked about it, apparently, like, it hasn't been done how the daughter wants it to be handled.
Right.
And so there might need to be some compromise there anyways, but...
Yeah, to me, that's
the fact that it keeps coming up is a sign it's not resolved.
You gotta, as a parent who made a lot of, I am that type 3 mom who made a lot of mistakes, not consciously. You know, I've said many times, I never woke up and said, how can I mess up my children today? But in spite of the fact that I wanted the best, I didn't know what I know now. And so with my one son, who's a type 2 secondary 4, probably the most error was with him, not knowing him and his nature. And so there's been the most sort of effort on my part to connect with him as an adult because of that past. And I've been patient with it because I understand his need, that it takes more time. And so a type 4 child, they're going to put you on probation in a way, a type 2 and a type 4 child, till they can see that you really mean it, you're consistent, and that you really care. And so your probationary period could last a year or two.
Could there be events that kind of stir it up again? Like if this type 3 mom kind of has a tendency for inconsistency.
Yeah, you could replay those patterns and it triggers the daughter.
So then it kind of distances again. So it's like 2 steps forward, 1 step back kind of.
Well, one thing I did was when I was... there were certain things being expressed of discontent or stories from the past. That would be more this sort of, which is more typical for a type 2 to be a little more passive aggressive to bring things up.
Well, it sounds like in the question, she says I want her to quit moaning her youth. So
obviously yeah,
she's,
so she's I had that. I had some of that, you know.
Experiences and so back up.
In that moment, I made a choice to visualize this child is a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old in that moment. And finally being able to put to words what never were put to words when they were 5 or 8 or 10. And in that moment, I gave them the benefit of being that age and thought, if they were 10 right now, what do they need to hear from me? This emotion is coming from a child part of them, not their adult self. And that child needs support from me right now that they never got back then. And I would listen and validate and understand, and I can hear what you're saying, and that was really hurtful to you. And I wouldn't try and move it along. I would place them in my mind's eye as a child. Then as an adult, I'd had conversations that were more adult to adult to say, you know, I really, like in this mom's case, if you're serving the other need, the emotional need, by giving them that support, then you can have an adult conversation and say, you know, I acknowledge my wrongdoing. I acknowledge my mistakes. I really want to have a great relationship with you. What can I do to support you? Because I'm trying to support you. And yet it doesn't seem like it's working. So let's ask, you know, it's kind of like.
That would go a long way.
Yeah. And to say, tell me what that would look like for you so that my efforts really make a difference. Because mm-hmm. I would like us to progress to a point where we both feel we're healing from the past. And what do you need? Yeah, that'd be huge for a type four. And this would apply to a child. You know, we're talking about a 27-year-old child, but if you were to say that to your 5-year-old type four, your 10-year-old type mm-hmm. four, that has so much value because, for one, they are being given a say as their own authority to say, I know what I need. I know what I want. Thanks for asking. I am my own authority.
Mm-hmm. And not all type fours will just give you that. I mean, not all people, you know. Most people aren't just going to, they like to be invited. It's more natural to be invited
safer.
And then to share that, yeah.
Yeah, the other feels like you're demanding it versus.
Mm-hmm. And when it's not invited, the parent won't respond. But
the important thing to remember here is your job of being a parent doesn't stop just because your child now is an adult. There's a lot of unmet needs that you can help them come to fulfillment of that you weren't in a position to early in their life. But as I teach in Mastering Affluence and in the Healing Center work that I offer at healwithcarol.com is emotionally, we don't grow up if we have unmet emotional needs. We go back to being that 5-year-old who needs to be heard. We all do this. You do it with a spouse. You mean anytime mm-hmm. you're emotionally triggered, that's an unmet emotional need presenting, and we revert back to the age in which that was a primary need of ours. And that's what I love about what's in the Child Whisperer teaches you the different stages of emotional needs and gives you clear direction and even the verbiage to use to help your children's needs be met so they're not 27 and bemoaning their past.
Ages 3 to 6 years, the primary emotional need is coming into their own identity and power and feeling a sense of their own authority. And this is specifically speaking to type fours, but for all types, their age, it's about identity and power. And this is a very popular phase that we've referred to this section before mm-hmm. in other podcasts. And so I would just encourage you to get your Child Whisper book out, go to the type of the child that maybe you're having issues with that are presenting more readily, and turn to their type under this emotional need, and it gives you phrases. It's okay for you to know what you want and make your own decisions. You are learning what is right for you. Trust your instincts. And we've shared before that you could even use these phrases in your dialogue with your child.
If you're a member of the Child Whisperer Facebook group, you may have noticed a pattern that I've noticed that we hear from more mothers of children between the ages of 3 and 6, this age group. Because what's happening is this push-pull sort of difficulty. Let's just take the example of going to bed or sleeping. They're going to start.
It's like a power struggle.
Yeah, they're
going
to give
I've
you.
That's what I've noticed with my kids. Like, they say terrible twos, you know, and we've changed that to terrific twos in the Child Whisperer world. But I was like, two is fine. It was when they hit three that I'm like.
Well, they start to initiate their own sense of power. They're uh-huh. practicing personal power.
They become more headstrong. It's that, yes. that power that turn. They're pushing forward in what they want. And they can voice it more readily at mm-hmm. 3 years
they're
old.
They're
so
becoming
like, oh,
verbal.
This is a little tricky.
So if you have that perspective, rather than my child is just being difficult, my child is practicing their own sense of power. How can I support them so we're not in a power struggle? We're actually...
You're helping to them to develop their
yes,
own personal power.
Yes.
So look at it as you're on their team and you're kind of helping them to navigate this new power that they're developing.
And so when your child then grows up, they're not going to keep running these patterns over and over with you. When you get to experience them over and over, you've set them up to be aligned with the truth of I am a powerful person and I use my power with great wisdom. And so you're...
And they'll love you for helping them develop that and honoring that rather than resenting mm-hmm. you and still trying to get that validation.
So in this mom's case, she's seeing that there's an unmet emotional need that's not been resolved that was meant to be resolved much earlier in life that she gets to help support her child with now. and then they'll both advance to a more balanced relationship.
What would you say to a parent who is making effort and strides to create a better relationship with their child and it isn't improving?
I had that situation where, in the case of this same son, I was making a great effort. It'd been a year of what I felt like was a probationary period where I initiated every contact, I initiated every gathering. It was always, and I knew that was on me and that I needed to show forth my goodwill and that he could trust me and build that trust. And after a year, I felt impressed to speak to him as an adult, because I had presented many opportunities where I could hear him out and listen and validate his feelings. And I actually called him and I just said, you know, I feel like I've really made an effort here and I really want to move forward with more reciprocity, though. He goes, Mom, I recognize I've never initiated anything with you for at least a year, and I'm ready to make an effort with that. And I just want you to know I'm aware of that. And I'm going to make more of an effort.
So he was ready.
Yeah.
It just was a matter of you bringing it up and talking about it.
A lot of that was being led by the Spirit, knowing it's not time yet. Mm-hmm. Oh, now it's time. Okay. So my own instinct as being guided, you know, one of my most potent resources, all of my parenting timeline has been spiritual guidance, mm-hmm. trusting my intuition and that inner sense of knowing. And I knew it was too soon if it had been any earlier, but it was a clear prompting that it's appropriate mm-hmm. to do this now.
So maybe longer than a year for some parents.
Yeah,
too.
Your goal mm-hmm. isn't, if you're hanging your sense of value on your child mm-hmm. and your sense of being a successful and committed parent on your child's perception of you, then that's a very frail measurement. It will fail you.
Yeah.
You have to know your own intention, that you're in integrity and how much you really care. And if you need evidence from your child that that's accurate, that that's really true, then you're still needy. Mm. You got to do some of your own work.
Mm-hmm. Go to the 3 to 6 year old section for your type.
Right. You better tell yourself those things your parents never told you.
Kind of an interesting cycle. You know, sometimes we have 5-year-olds parenting 5-year-olds.
That's the truth. That would have been my parents. They could have used all of this.
Wow.
I was validating them. I mean, I was going both ways. Wow. I was the parent to my, in so many ways, to my parents and to my children. That's okay.
Well, you've done some work, so you can say that now, right?
Yeah.
So the parenting practice this week is to validate your child's feelings, whether they're 2 years old or 32 years old.
And to just do that, leave it at that. Don't add on your
tempting.
Your next thought. Just
well, as parents,
that.
You know, we want
to try it. That's a real good challenge to say, can you just validate how your child's feeling?
Some good
and not give a correction.
Some tips to do that, or you can restate what they're saying in different words. You can just say, oh, that's great. Tell me more. And just, it's so tempting as a parent to want to fix it. You know, that's what you want to support your kids, but and want to fix it sometimes, but they don't always need that. So just validate your child's feelings. And I've been surprised with my children when I do this, how an issue just kind of simmers and resolves on its own as you just validate.
Because it's really not about the issue. They just want to be heard and validated. That's the priority, not what they're expressing their feelings about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of times I think
it's not even about the
issue. My children, you know, getting very emotional, it's just a matter of expressing it and exploring those emotions. It doesn't, not necessarily something needs to be fixed or resolved. So just that validation helps them develop their own emotional power.
Thanks for listening. For more support, go to thechildwhisperer.com where you can purchase the book, subscribe to our weekly parenting practice email, and find a transcription and audio of the Child Whisperer podcast.
If you're listening on iTunes, thank you for leaving a review. If you have a parenting question, please send it to parenting@liveyourtruth.com.